as promised, folks, you've been hearing us talking about it, and it's coming. It's coming. What are we, about a week and a half away from Feed the Foothills, the big Harmon Field Music Festival and community sharing event to help help fight hunger in the Foothills area. I have with us Don Borison. He's the executive director of the Foothills Chamber of Commerce, and Carl Small with Tryon Horse and Home visiting with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us. Great to have you here.
Thanks for letting us visit with you.
Absolutely. We got some exciting stuff happening. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and we're getting closer and closer, and it is this Feed the Foothills event. Don, let's start with you, if that's okay, and talk about this event. This is your first time doing the Feed the Foothills. It's in conjunction with the Harmon Field Music Festival, which has been around, but you've really kicked it in gear this year.
Yes, the Chamber has always been the host of the Harmon Field Music Festival, but this year, with the rebound from COVID, we discovered that there was a tremendous need to support food pantries in the area.
Yeah,
and so we selected two partners, Operation Hope and Outreach. Operation Hope is in Landrum, South Carolina, and Outreach is in Columbus, North Carolina. And they do a wonderful job serving families that are facing food insecurity.
Yeah.
And by good luck, September is Feeding America's Hunger Action Month.
Right.
And so we thought it would be a great idea to dovetail the Harmon Field Music Festival concerts and make it a benefit for the food bank. So admission on September 25th is free with a donation of a non-perishable food item.
That's all we got to do, bring a non-perishable food item. And three, four bands? I mean, it's 6 hours of music, right?
Four great bands from 2 in the afternoon until 8 o'clock. It starts with Millbilly 2 that features Freddie Vanderford, who I think is the greatest harmonica player I've ever seen.
Right,
and quite a showman.
Right, and right. That, you were saying he wears those bandoleros with all those different harmonicas.
And Shane Pruitt from The Holler follows them, and then they are followed by a great country and southern rock band, Lucretia Ann and Thunder Road. And you know the headliner very well, Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues.
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to interview him a few times or MC events where he was playing and talk to him on stage. He is the real deal. I mean, if you want to see a true blues person in this area, Mac Arnold is the guy to go see. I mean, he's got a resume that is incredibly impressive. So what a great opportunity to be able to go see bands like that, and all you have to do is bring a non-perishable food item. And again, this is to really help with the food insecurities in your area. And Don, you really bring up a great point about food insecurities after this past 18 months or whatever of COVID. We have talked to so many of our food pantries here in this market who say the same thing. They say, we have people that have never, ever had to get food from us before. And they're embarrassed, and they don't know what to do about it. So to be able to help with something like this is tremendous. And Carl, let's talk to you for a second. Carl Small with Tryon Horse and Home, you are the presenting sponsor of this Feed the Foothills event. You and your business, Tryon Horse and Home. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to be the presenting sponsor of this event?
Sure. Probably helps give you a little history.
Yeah.
I've been giving and involved in a lot of charitable causes for years and years and years, and I can admit that I wasn't always that way. But actually, interesting side story, it started with my grandmother. I grew up in a fairly privileged family. And actually, my grandmother was one of the first female attorneys in the United States.
Really?
And I remember as a child growing up watching her give to a bunch of charities and organizations and never really understood why.
Uh-huh.
Thought all the money was disappearing to other causes.
Right.
And not the family.
Right.
And one day I asked her, you know, I said, you know, why do you give? And she says, well, that's what you're supposed to do. And then my second question was, how do you know who to give to? And she said, well, you give to the first person that comes along that needs it. And that really changed my life. So I started trying certain things, and you almost get addicted to it because the reward from giving is powerful. I later learned that my grandmother stole that phrase from Mother Teresa, but I didn't.
That's all right.
I didn't discount it any, and you know, it still worked. So when Don and the Chamber came along with what they were trying to do this year, I mean, there was you know, without hesitation, you know, Don came along and there was someone to help. And, you know, it's really surprising to me, you know, when you really dig in and learn about statistics about, you know, food insecurity and hunger and stuff like that that exists in our community.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all probably have food on our table every morning and don't think about it.
Yeah.
But it's a real need. And so, again, for us, there was no hesitation at all.
Carl, you make a really great point, because we do live in an area where there are a lot of haves. But guess what? There are so many have-nots. When you really look behind the scenes, there are many people. And really, it truly sometimes starts with food. If you don't know where your next meal is coming from, how can you focus on your schoolwork? How can you focus on anything else? So you're exactly right. The emphasis on getting people, especially folks right now with food insecurity. So thank you. Tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about Tryon. Horse and Home.
Sure. We're kind of a distinctive real estate company in Tryon. We specialize in the sale of horse farms, but we also do vintage properties and other distinctive luxury homes and whatnot. And,
wow.
You know, we've been I've been the leading broker in the area for the past couple of years. And, you know, it's part of my mission in starting this firm is to give back to the community.
Wow.
And we donate a significant portion of our commissions to charitable events and keep them in the Foothills community.
Wow. That's tremendous. And what a great area. And what a great area to be in. And you're so fortunate to be able to spend time on those farms and see those homes and things like that. And we as a community are fortunate to have somebody like you who truly does believe in giving back and supporting the community that you serve. Again, Carl Small with Tryon Horse and Home. Don, let's get back to you, if you don't mind. By the way, we're speaking with Don and Carl regarding Feed the Foothills and the Big Harmon Music Festival that's coming up on this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. We've talked a lot about the music and the music festival. That starts at 2:00 and goes to 8:00, but there's a full day. There's other things going on too, like a poker run. Can we talk about that?
Sure. Your motorcycle friends will be familiar with poker runs.
Yeah.
This one is a little different. We wanted to involve the entire community, not just Tryon, but also Columbus and Saluda and Landrum and Mill Spring area. And we thought a great way to get people around to discover these great towns was to create a poker run route.
Mm-hmm.
And some poker runs are station to station. You pick a card, and then you figure out what kind of hand you have,
right,
and you compete for prizes.
Right.
Well, we wanted to create a little suspense, so we're going to make it a poker chip draw.
Okay.
Still a poker run.
Uh-huh.
But at each of the four towns, you'll put your hand in a bag and draw five poker chips, and they will be three different colors, black, red, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't know what they're worth until you get back to Harmon Field at the end. And then Carl from the stage will, with a blind draw, figure out what blue is worth, what red is worth, what black is worth.
Wow.
And then all the players will tally their scorecards, and we'll poll to see who has X number of points, Y number of points.
Uh-huh.
And then the top score wins $500. And if there's a tie, we're going to have a blind card draw.
Sure,
on stage.
Of course.
So it's all so it transparent could, and above board.
And truly suspenseful down to the end. Truly suspenseful. Wow. So how do we get involved in the poker run? How do we join?
Well,
that?
You can go to feedthefoothills.com.
Uh-huh.
Some people think it's .org, but it's feedthefoothills.com.
Right.
There is a poker run tab.
Okay.
And in that tab, there is a register now button, and it will take you to the Eventbrite site that will take your $20 ante registration fee.
Right.
But if you bring a canned good to the poker run, you're getting a wristband for free admission to the concert that afternoon.
Gotcha.
there's another cool thing happening in the morning
right.
at Harmon Field, yep. and that's called the Main Event, M-A-N-E.
Uh-huh, because we're in horse country. Come on.
And it's being sponsored by good friends of Carl's at Tryon Riding and Hunt Club. And they've been around for 95 years.
Yeah.
And they've been promoting and protecting the equestrian sport, and they're terrific at it. And they are putting on a family fun event that we encourage people to bring their children to, because there will be pony rides and hay rides. And there is a world-famous superstar Friesian stallion named Ivan,
mm-hmm.
who is a stellar performer, but he's also very, very friendly. And their owner encourages the crowds to mingle with him,
uh-huh.
and that'll be a thrill for some kids.
Oh, of course,
And there are going to be hobby horse games, and there'll be cotton candy and candy apples, and we're hoping we're going to get a little fall crisp in the air,
uh-huh.
and this is a great way to kick it off.
Sure, absolutely. And that's the main event, and that also starts at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, well, right? It goes till 2 o'clock.
And how do we get admission to the main event?
Same thing. You just bring a canned good or a boxed item of food. You'll get that wristband for the concert.
Wow. So get you into all that. And believe it or not, this is not all. There is still something also that's going on that is help raising dollars and help raising for Feed the Foothills, and that is your what you call Raffle-palooza.
We hope to trademark it because it's been really, really popular, we set up shop with our four-wheel drive ATV that we're giving away
uh-huh.
right across the street from Carl's office
uh-huh.
at Stotts Ford. And first of all, we got all their employees coming out buying raffle tickets.
Of course, of course.
Then passersby on the street, they see what we affectionately call the Blue Beast, and they said, you know, how can I get in on this? But there are lots and lots of other really attractive prizes
uh-huh.
From local restaurants, from resort properties. It's really, and I want to thank Carl and his staff for the pursuit of raffle prizes. Everyone wants to get in on this,
of
and
course.
We've got a big poster that's going to go up in Harmon Field because we want to sell tickets the day of the event
uh-huh.
as well, and we can't fit everybody on it.
So, because we could buy tickets now, and we could buy tickets for the event, right?
How yes.
does that, at the event. How does that happen?
Now, because we are handing half of the ticket stub to the people who buy into the raffle, we can't do this online.
Okay.
But if they come by the chamber office, or if they want to call, or they can also send an email to our business manager at info
mm-hmm.
at carolinafoothillschamber.com.
All right.
That
info
rolls
at
off
carolinafoothillschamber.com. Got it. But most importantly, come to the event. Bring a non-perishable food item. Come to the show, the poker run, the main event, the concert, the show itself, and buy a ticket. How much are raffle tickets for Raffle-palooza?
They are $10 for one,
uh-huh.
six for 50.
Okay.
Or 12 for 100.
There you go. There you go. And again, it's called Raffle-palooza for a reason. You got tons of really great prizes, and then ultimately the ATV as well. All right, so it's Feed the Foothills, feedthefoothills.com is where you can go to get more information, feedthefoothills.com. And, of course, keep tuned right here to the queue. We will continue telling you about it. But, again, all you have to do is bring a non-perishable food item for the concert. And, again, that's for the show. That's from 2 to 8. You'll have food trucks and all kinds of stuff out there for the music festival.
Yes, and beer and wine
mm-hmm.
will be available on sale.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, Carl Small with Tryon Horse and Home, thank you again for your efforts. Thank you again for your sponsorship of this event. And as Don just said, thank your staff for going out and procuring all those Raffle-palooza items. You guys have stepped up in many, many ways to make this happen. Again, that's Tryon Horse and Home. And Don Borison, Executive Director of Carolina Foothills Chamber, I know you've had a lot of sleepless nights. I know you put a lot of work into this, and it's going to be awesome. It's really going to be awesome. It's the first, what we're going to call our first annual Feed the Foothills event. Is that what we're going to call it?
Absolutely. We're coming back bigger and better next year.
Uh-huh. Yes, and ultimately what you need right now
is volunteers.
Because this is a big event, so you need folks to come in and help. What type of volunteer positions are you looking for?
Well, we need people to man registration tables.
Okay.
We actually need setup and cleanup crew folks.
Okay.
If you're in one of the four towns on the Poker Run, we could use you at the Poker Run draw table.
Okay.
And we want volunteers to be like a Swiss Army knife.
Uh-huh.
We want them to be able to do anything. But there are volunteer buttons both on feedthefoothills.com
Great.
And the Chamber website.
Okay.
And that form that it takes them to will specify all the different things you can help with. And our volunteer chairman,
mm-hmm.
Peter Voisin,
mm-hmm.
who you know
very well,
dearly.
Very well.
Great guy.
Yeah.
He has authorized me to give out his phone number.
All right, Peter, here it comes. I hope you're hearing it.
And that is 828-551-6837.
And you can always give us a call here at the station. We've got this number on file. So if you call and say, I want to volunteer for Feed the Foothills, please give me that number. We've got it here. But again, it's 828, our area code, 551-6837. Or go to the website, feedthefoothills.com, and click the volunteer button. Correct?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Yes. Don, thanks again. Carl, thank you guys very much. Thanks for coming up. And we appreciate being media partners with this event as well. This is fantastic. It's right up our alley, too, of serving the community that serves us so well. So once again, it's Feed the Foothills Big Food Drive community sharing event and a mix of the Harmon Field Music Festival. And it's coming up not this coming Saturday, but next. You keep it tuned right here to the queue, and we will continue to talk about that. But once again, they really need volunteers right now. So if you're looking to have a really great time and help the community, go to feedthefoothills.com and click on the volunteer button or call Peter Voisin at 551-6837.
There's a really cool T-shirt in it for you.
Ah, excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it very much. Hey, Car Talk with Manny, brought to you by Boyd Chevrolet Cadillac.